I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 618, Thanksgiving Smells Good. I want to wish you and all of yours a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Many of you are listening on Thanksgiving Day just because, well, that's what you do every morning, and it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. Some of you are listening on a day other than Thanksgiving, and that's cool too, because really and truly, every day is Thanksgiving Day. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, to be people of thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I know, you would think for a pastor I would pick Christmas or Easter, but I choose Thanksgiving. It's my favorite in part because it's the least commercialized of the major holidays. It's the least socially polluted, and I love that. It's also my favorite holiday because it easily takes in, includes, encompasses all the other holidays, including Christmas, Jesus coming to earth, and the resurrection, Jesus conquering death. So we can celebrate all those other holidays in the midst of the holiday of Thanksgiving. And what I want you to see today is that Thanksgiving smells good. Give me about five minutes to slow down to tell you a little bit about Thanksgiving, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to be thankful today, but every day. The smells of the holiday are fantastic. Turkey in the oven or pumpkin pie baking, someone whipping up some fresh mashed potatoes, and cranberries, whole cranberries for me, please. The stuffing, we had oyster stuffing when I was a kid. And all those other goodies that soothe our senses and draw you in. Thanksgiving just plain smells good. But guess what? God thinks so too. In Genesis chapter 8, we find the story of Noah. After being cooped up in a boat for over a year with all the animals that I'm sure did not smell good, he's finally able to disembark. It was probably like getting out of jail free. It was like the old Alka-Seltzer commercial. Oh, what a relief it is. And the first thing that Noah did was he took time to offer a sacrifice of thanks to God. It was a free will offering. No one made him do it. No one told him to do it. He was thankful and he wanted to do it. He was grateful and he wanted God and everyone else to know it. I'm sure Noah had a lot going on. I mean, he was a busy guy. He had a whole new world to begin, lots of responsibility on his shoulders. But he made time to say thanks. In Genesis 8:20, Scripture says, "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Notice that thanks required sacrifice. Noah didn't say, you know, the animals are a bit few and far between. I mean, the flood and all, remember? I think I'll wait till later when my supplies are up again. Nope, he gave thanks right then and right there. And notice what the Lord thought of it. Listen to verses 21 and 22. "And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, 'I will never again curse the ground because of man. For the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not pass.'" Here's the great question. How will you intentionally, sacrificially, say thank you today on this your Thanksgiving day? I think it's appropriate on Thanksgiving to pray a prayer by Carl Fuches. It goes like this. "We thank you, Lord, for food and friends and for all of the joy this holiday lends. It's Thanksgiving Day and we can see the blessings you've provided for our family. Thanks to you, Lord, for another good year. When you watch over us, there's nothing to fear. Thank you, Lord. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 619. And in the meantime, let's be real. Burning animal flesh does not smell good, not in any way, shape, or form. The pleasing aroma to God came from the heart of Noah, the attitude of gratitude and appreciation, coming God's way from God's person, who was thankful for all that God had brought him through. Paul picked up the theme for us in Ephesians chapter 5, the first two verses. Paul writes, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Today, when you smell the wonderful smells coming from the kitchen, remember that our thanksgiving to God for Jesus is best shown by our imitation of Jesus. In other words, T2G. Then God can look upon us as he did upon Noah, and God can exclaim, "Thanksgiving smells good."